I'm Carrie Nolan. It's Monday, March 28th, and time for WQXR's Washington Report Online. Joining us now, as he does every Monday, is David Sanger, Chief Washington Correspondent for The New York Times. Good morning, David.
Morning, Carrie.
David, President Obama is going to address the nation tonight about Libya. The military has already been involved there for 10 days, so why is he doing this now?
Well, I think he's under significant pressure now, Carrie, from both Democrats and Republicans to explain both the scope of the mission and its duration. And you've already seen just in the day or two leading up to the speech that some American naval assets have been pulled back. He wants to be able to make the case today that this was a necessary effort to prevent a catastrophe, but also an effort that he can turn over to NATO. And NATO has announced that they're going to take over the entirety of the effort within the next 2 or 3 days.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates said yesterday that what happens in Libya is not a, quote, vital national interest for the U.S. So if it isn't, what's all this about?
Well, that's a fascinating question that the president's going to have to address tonight. In the case of Libya, he's going to have to argue that while there wasn't a vital interest at stake, there was a very important international coalition interest here, that the United States had to step in under the responsibility to protect, which is a UN doctrine that the international community must be able to protect populations from the ravages of some of their own leaders. And in this case, he's going to say that the U.S. helped avert a catastrophe of a much larger scale.
On Capitol Hill, many lawmakers wanted a chance to vote on whether to get the military involved in Libya, but the president made that decision without them. Was that the best option?
Well, it may have been the only option, given the amount of time that was involved. But he's also going to have to make the case that when the U.S. acts with its allies and under a United Nations mandate, that he has the authority to do that by himself.
What's the difference between the president doing it and an official formal declaration of war?
Well, the Constitution only talks about official declarations of war. There haven't been many of those. As you may remember, Korea was not one. Vietnam was not one, and even in Iraq's case, the Congress authorized the president to use all necessary means to enforce some UN mandates. In the Libya case, there's no congressional authorization at all of any kind.
Let's take a look at Japan. This morning, the big story at the reactor is radioactive water is threatening the safety of the workers at the plant, and it's seeping into the seawater and the soil. David, how much worse can it get in Fukushima before it gets better?
You know, that's the question that everybody is asking, and the presence of this highly radioactive water raises the possibility, in fact, the likelihood, that there has been a breach in the containment of one of the reactors, perhaps, in fact, in two of the different reactors. And so the mystery now is, where is all this highly radioactive water coming from? To be able to answer that question, you need to be able to get workers into the core of the site. And that's getting harder and harder to do. You obviously can't expose workers to this level of radioactivity for even more than a few minutes.
Over the weekend, you spoke with the Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency about this accident. What'd you talk with him about?
Well, we were trying to sort out whether or not he's satisfied with the level of the Japanese effort here and whether he believes the Japanese government is leveling with him. The official who runs the IAEA, Yuki Amano, is himself Japanese and was a Japanese bureaucrat in the foreign ministry for many years. He said that he believed that he thought that the Japanese government was telling him the truth, but he also thought that the government didn't know very much. And the most remarkable thing to him was that 2 weeks after the accident has happened, even a few days more than 2 weeks now, the instrumentation that would give the most basic data, including whether or not the cores of the reactors are covered with water and that the spent fuel pools are covered with water, those instruments are largely still not working.
Thanks a lot, David.
Thank you, Carrie.
New York Times Chief Washington Correspondent David Sanger. I'm Carrie Nolan, and that's the Washington Report on Classical 105.9 FM, WQXR.